Hi friends, I'm Edie Day and I'm speaking with Aria today about Many Women, Many Stories. How did you come to create this organization?
Many Women, Many Stories actually started at University of North Carolina at Wilmington in 1992, and I was invited to serve on a panel for that. I thought it was such an important event that I kept the program for until 2024. And in 2024, when I moved back to Wilmington, a group of us decided they just got, when they heard about it, they said, we need to do this. So we created Many Women, Many Stories Incorporated as an organization for women. And we felt then and we feel now that women's voices are important to be heard. And that's not, this is not against men in any way. We invite men to attend the conference. Then, after the 2024 conference in Wilmington, when I moved here last year, Barbara Harrelson and I were talking about a totally different subject. And I happened to mention Many Women, Many Stories, and she lit up. She literally just light just was fireworks were going out of her ears. And she said, oh, we have to do that here in the Triad. So we came together and we have what we call a heart core, HEART core, because it's my belief that my experience that three women in a triangulated agreement, anything's possible. So we have
Beautiful.
Angela Emberlyn Miller that has joined us, part of the Heart Corps, and others that are helping volunteer and look forward to. We invite more people to volunteer because it's a big undertaking.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. And can you tell us a little about your transformation journey, your personal journey that has brought you here?
My personal journey is that in my own experience in life, I realized I wasn't feeling heard. And I began noticing that from other women. I was in corporate America and I really enjoyed my jobs and all of that. And I realized, though, that I didn't feel heard. And I began to see that other women around me, many, many women, were not feeling heard. And so I myself was a radio interviewer. I had a couple of radio shows. And I guess that's part of the way that I transformed into feeling heard because I got to talk, you know, in a way, and also allow others to be heard. It's both ways. It's not just about being heard, it's about truly listening to others as well. That's part of being heard. So that was for me a realization that, okay, we need to hear women's stories. And my story is a story of resilience. I had a serious car accident and I had no means of income because I was self-employed, and I came back from that and I began to hear stories of others, how resilient women are and how courageous
Beautiful.
that we are when we need to come back from something, we do.
Yes. Yeah. That's really beautiful. And that's why we're all here to hear each other's stories and learn from each other and our own, all our transformation experiences and life experiences. Yeah, so beautiful.
Yes, we do welcome you to come and join us. It's our intention to provide not only empowering, inspiring speakers, we are also going to have breakout sessions where women will go away with absolutely practical tools that they can use every day for their own self-care and empowered leadership. That's what we really want women to leave with. And so we welcome you to come and check out our website, manywomenmanystories.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.